Congress is facing a deadline on a highly controversial surveillance law. Bloomberg's Michael Best is here with more. Michael?
Thank you, Nathan. Yeah, we're talking about Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Amendments Act. It's up for renewal, and its renewal is the intelligence community's highest legislative priority. But the section allows the NSA to see emails and communications between Americans and foreign targets. But many people believe it goes too far. It's very controversial, including many Republicans in Congress who are concerned that the law permits the government too much access to communications by American citizens. It's expected the law is going to get a short-term reauthorization until January 19th, but what happens after that is unclear. So here to explain what's going on with this surveillance law is William Banks, a professor at Syracuse University School of Law. Bill, explain to us what is so controversial about Section 702.
702 is an outgrowth of the program that was started after 9/11 by President George W. Bush. Their administration started collecting what you might think of as in a sort of a vacuum cleaner style or wholesale, all the communications off of major internet hubs in the United States and abroad, instead of individually targeting suspected bad people, terrorists, or others involved in foreign intelligence value. They would collect massive amounts and then sift through what they'd collected looking for stuff of intelligence value. So eventually Congress authorized the program in 2007 and then again in 2008, and it's been reauthorized several times since then. It sunsets on December 31, so the immediate controversy now has been to sustain the program while Congress comes to terms with its details. I believe it was attached to a stopgap spending measure, as you indicated yesterday. So along with lots of other hard-to-solve problems, it was effectively moved over to January. But there will be serious discussions come January before it can be permanently authorized.
So how is Congress thinking of changing this law when it reauthorizes it?
Probably the most controversial aspect of the law that's divided lawmakers now is one that concerns not the collection itself, but what the government does with the collected material. I think a lot of even people in the civil liberties community have acknowledge the inevitability of massive amounts of collection, but they're more worried, I think properly so, about what the government does with the information that's collected. So we're focusing here on U.S. persons, citizens, and other lawful aliens, and the question is whether the FBI or another domestic intelligence agency could look at the material that's been collected. Query is the term of art that's used in the intelligence community, query the data looking for something. And in many cases, the something might concern even ordinary law enforcement purposes, a criminal law prosecution, for example. And notice in none of this so far have we talked about the involvement of the courts, a judge or a warrant. So up to now, anyway, the intelligence agencies have been able to do this kind of work, looking at the collected data administratively without the involvement of a judge. And that has a lot of people on the right and the left concerned.
So has Congress been trying to come up with something that would get some sort of court involvement in how the intelligence community can look at this information?
Right. So it's one of these fairly unusual alliances of the libertarian wing of the Republican Party and the fairly left wing of the Democratic Party being in an alliance on this. They're looking for either some kind of a warrant procedure, or failing a warrant procedure, some kind of a review by either the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court or some other court of the records of the materials that are retrieved by the government for these purposes after collection. And I think, you know, it's cumbersome, would be resource-intensive, it would be expensive, it would be time-consuming for the government to accede to this kind of oversight. But I think many who are properly concerned about privacy and the Fourth Amendment want to see some kind of a mechanism inserted here. And I think it's likely that there will be something.
Well, is the question then really going to be how burdensome is the mechanism? You know, because you could imagine asking a court to just say it's legal. You could ask a court to issue a warrant. There's a lot of things you could ask a court to do. So is that where the fight is going to be?
I think so. Yeah, I think you're correct that there will be something, and it's unlikely that we'll get a traditional Fourth Amendment warrant for each of these queries that's put be thousands of times a year by even the FBI in a criminal case. But it is likely that we'll get some kind of a review. And you know, the bill that that made it farthest in the process this time was one, I think, sponsored by Representative Schiff, Adam Schiff of California, which actually had several co-sponsors from the Freedom Caucus and the Republican Party. So if they can remain together on this, some kind of compromise might be fashioned in January. It's certainly the case, I think, that no one is going to let the law expire, either on December 31 or now that it's in the stopgap spending on January the 19th. Essentially, it's really too important for the intelligence community not to keep the mechanisms that allow the collection itself to remain.
Well, our thanks to William Banks of Syracuse University Law School. Coming up on Bloomberg Politics, Policy, Power, and Law, regulators target medical patient assistance charities, potentially depriving hundreds of thousands of Americans of health care. That's coming up straight ahead. This is Bloomberg.